U.S. authorities say they still believe Osama bin Laden is in the vicinity of Tora Bora, despite speculation that he fled the area more than a week ago. Both U.S. and opposition forces in Tora Bora have been working to seal off possible escape routes, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Pentagon officials say they don't have any evidence that Osama bin Laden has left Afghanistan, but they acknowledge they don't know for certain who's escaping Tora Bora and who is not. Vice Chairman Peter Pace of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says it's reasonable to expect some of the al-Qaeda fighters in the area are getting away.
I don't know if you've seen the relief maps of that area, but it's a very mountainous area. There are multiple routes of ingress and egress, so it is certainly conceivable that groups of 2, 3, 15, 20 could, in fact, get out. What we are trying to do through our support of the opposition forces on the ground is to provide the support they need to be able to capture or kill as many of them as we can.
A key weapon in that effort is the U.S. Special Operations Forces, who are working alongside the local opposition fighters. Pace says he's not aware that any special operations troops in Tora Bora have directly engaged al-Qaeda forces in battle. But in such a dangerous environment, he says, the troops always have to be prepared for that possibility.
Imagine walking up a valley, thinking that you have cleared what's behind you, and then finding out that you're not. So it's certainly conceivable that U.S. forces could be in direct combat.
U.S. Special Forces make up less than 2% of the American military, but they've played a disproportionate role in the Afghan conflict. These forces are generally older, better educated, and more rigorously trained than others in the military. Part of their training is in working with local allies and adapting to unfamiliar cultures. Robert Andrews, who's the Pentagon's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Special Operations, says the force's main job in Tora Bora is to advise, equip, and train the Afghan fighters. But he says the Special Operations troops aren't above learning from their coalition partners.
I don't know that you need to advise Afghanis very much on how to work in caves. I think we're probably learning a few lessons there ourselves.
The Special Operations Forces in Tora Bora are also helping to direct airstrikes on enemy positions. That's the same role they've played so successfully elsewhere in Afghanistan, helping to drive the Taliban from Mazar-e-Sharif, Kabul, and eventually Kandahar.
The Special Operations Forces dramatically increased the effectiveness of the air campaign, and on the ground they turned the Northern Alliance into a conquering army.
The air war continues over Tora Bora, where the U.S. is now concentrating 100% of its bombing missions. Yesterday, something went wrong on one of those missions. The crew of a B-1 bomber had to eject before their plane crashed in the Indian Ocean. According to the pilot, the long-range bomber was on a normal, scheduled mission to Afghanistan when it suffered multiple malfunctions and went out of control. The pilot would not elaborate, except to say the malfunctions were not a result of enemy fire. After trying unsuccessfully to land on the British-controlled island of Diego Garcia, the four-member crew ejected from the bomber at 15,000 feet. Pilot William Steele later told Pentagon reporters via satellite phone he wasn't frightened until he was drifting towards the ocean in his parachute.
Going through an ejection like that is about the most violent thing I've ever felt. We're all pretty bruised up and had some cuts, but overall we're doing very well.
The crew members spent about 2 hours in the water, which Captain Steele says was comfortably warm. They used radios, flares, and strobe lights to signal search crews in the pre-dawn darkness. Once they were located, the U.S. destroyer Russell sent a small boat to rescue the downed Air Force crew. Navy Lieutenant Dan Minetsky says the rescuers and the airmen were equally happy to see one another, although Captain Steele says otherwise.
I have to say I got to disagree a little bit on that last point. I think we were much happier to see them.
Despite their cuts and bruises, Steele says he and his crew are doing well. As soon as the Air Force will allow it, he's ready to resume bombing missions over Afghanistan. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.